It's Tuesday, August 9th, 2011. I'm Ben Bowden, and this is the First Baptist Daily, a daily podcast aimed at the understanding and application of God's Word. We're digging into Ephesians 2 this week. Let's look at the passage. Starting at verse 1, God's Word says this: "And you were dead in your trespasses and sins, in which you formerly walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, of the spirit that is now working in the sons of disobedience. Among them we too all formerly lived in the lusts of our flesh, indulging the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, even as the rest. But God, being rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our transgressions, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with him, and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the ages to come he might show the surpassing riches of his grace and kindness toward us in Christ Jesus." You know, I really can't help but be amazed every time I read that verse. Verses 5 and 6 give us the amazing reality of the three things that God has done in the life of every believer. First of all, he made us alive with Christ. Number 2, he raised us up with Christ. And number 3, he seated us with Christ in the heavenly places. These three things may sound familiar as you think about what Jesus did. The Apostles' Creed states it very clearly, saying, "On the third day he rose again from the dead, he ascended into heaven, and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty." These three events are commonly referred to as the resurrection, the ascension, and the session. Our hope is cemented on that truth, that Jesus did all those things. So that's huge. But here's what's just nuts about this. All right, right here, Paul is not writing about these things happening to Christ, but that these things are experienced by all of those who are saved by Christ. Believers are united with Christ in every aspect of his work of redemption. Let's look at these three things. First of all, God made us alive with Christ. Now, we were spiritually dead, but God made us spiritually alive with Christ, and this is called regeneration. It's all due to the mercy, love, and grace of God. There's nothing in ourselves that made God save us. We've got to get our hands around that. Therefore, there's no room for boasting. Second thing, God raised us up with Christ. Because of Christ's resurrection, believers are given new spiritual life in this age, and we're also given renewed spiritual bodies when Christ returns. And number 3, God seated us with Christ in the heavenly places. God allows that Christ followers share, even now, in some of the authority he has given to Christ. This is a truth that is especially important in ancient Ephesus, where the people were fascinated with magic and the occult. But it's also important for us today. We have been made to sit with God in Christ. This is our position now. In fact, we are so connected with Christ that we actually shared in Christ's resurrection, ascension, and session. John Murray wrote, "Union with Christ is the central truth of the whole doctrine of salvation." Now, this is important, no doubt, for we see what God has done. But in verse 7, the importance is taken to another level, for we see why God has done it. Look at verse 6 and 7 again. It says that God raised us up with him and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the ages to come he might show the surpassing riches of his grace and kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. See, God's chief aim reaches beyond man. His main purpose in saving people is his own glory. One commentator writes, "God lavished such love upon his people so that they will marvel for all eternity over the incredible kindness and love of God." It will take all of eternity to fathom God's love, and those who are saved will never plumb the depths of it. God's love is good. Now, let's just funnel this down and make this personal. Just think that God would take me, a rebellious child of wrath, and bring me into union with Christ so that I would actually share in Christ's resurrection, ascension, and session. And all of this so that the incredible kindness and love of God would be put on display and that I could be fascinated by it. And in so doing, magnify Christ in all the earth. I'm Ben Bowden, and I'll meet you again tomorrow on the First Baptist Daily.